You know, I always like to start with something interesting. And there's a name that hasn't been thrown around a lot. I'm talking about Elon Musk. Doesn't it seem like every time you turn around, there's another story about Elon Musk? Well, here's yet one more fun fact about Elon Musk. He now is a Guinness Book World Record holder. I don't know if you know about this, but he has the largest loss of personal fortune in history.
Oh, wow.
That's the one you want.
That's right. He lost $182 billion. $182 billion. That's right. Because of Tesla's share stock, they lost about 65% of their values over the last year. And then there was that little purchase of Twitter, knocked him down. So he is no longer the richest person in the world. And another tech giant would have beat that record too, but it was Jeff Bezos. He didn't lose $182 billion last year. He just lost about $80 million. Wow. Ooh. Isn't that just crazy? Now, in the future, Jeff Bezos, I don't know if you said, if you heard this, but he's going to be giving away his entire fortune because there's all this controversy that Bill Gates says he's going to be doing this and Warren Buffett. And Elon said, you know, I don't need to do that because it all started when I lost, when I purchased Twitter. That's right. Man, I'll tell you. And joining us here on the award-winning Kim Komando Today podcast every Friday, it's different than Monday through Thursday because we like to have some fun with a few of the other folks here at the show and on the website. And it's a different take on the news and all things digital. And if you're a new listener, we're so glad that you're here with us. And if you're a regular listener, well, welcome back. And we always like to hear your comments. You can send us an email and we read every single one, podcasts@komando.com. Once again, that's podcasts@komando.com. And if you ever have a question that you'd like us to answer, the easiest place to do that is going, of course, to the website, komando.com. And in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says email Kim. I know it's a little old school and you like to leave them all over social media, but if you want me to read it, that's the place where you go. And joining us here for Kim Komando Today, every Friday, we have our amazing content queen, Ali Seligman. And Ali, what pearls of wisdom will you be sharing with us today?
If you are looking for a job, I have a warning to make sure you don't get scammed. And again, on the money side, a really weird and cool way to make money online.
So are you Bad News Alley again?
Half and half.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Okay. Half and half. We'll take that. And then, of course, we have our magnificent millennial and our very own internet scout, Matthew Heffel. What do you have for us?
I'm going to talk about an AI robot lawyer as well as how to protect your kids if they insist on being on TikTok and a hilarious viral trend right now.
Ooh, awesome. Love that. And we always like to start with the news. These are some important tech developments to keep you the know. And how many of you are still playing Wordle? Do you still play Wordle?
I gave up.
Yeah, me too.
No, you did.
Do you play?
Well, you know, just in history, it was debuted in 2018. And then I think I stopped playing in 2022 when the New York Times purchased it. Not because they purchased it, just because it was like, did that, moved on. And if you're not familiar with the game, you have six turns to figure out this five-letter mystery word. And there's always those helpful tips that you have at least two different vowels in your first guess. And you want to use like these magical letters, like S-T-R-N-N, which I use every single time, stern. Okay, that should always be your first word. And then there are all these websites that give out the answers. Speaking of Bill Gates, he plays it every single morning with his friends and family. Every single day he plays Wordle. Well, the reason why I bring this up is that there's a woman by the name of Tracy Bennett, and she lives in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And have you ever thought about who comes up with the Wordle words? No, never did. Well, guess what? It's Tracy Bennett. She does. She is the random generator word picker for Wordle for the New York Times. And she researches every term to make sure that there's no secondary meaning. There's like a lot of thought that goes behind the Wordle word of the day. How many words do you think is on the Wordle list that she has had at her disposal to use? How many words do you think?
Five-letter words?
Five-letter words? Yep. Maybe 100,000? Maybe?
No, Allie, care to guess?
More or less, 40?
2,700. 2,700 words.
Oh.
That's it?
Yes. And theoretically, that will last until 2027. Now, she gets a lot of complaints in this position. I mean, the reason why I got my attention, I never thought, like, who picks the Wordle word of the day?
Right.
Who does that? She says that she gets a lot of complaints if there are four letters in place, like blank, O-U-N-D. Because it could be found, it could be mound, it could be round, it could be sound, and there are eight different possibilities. And so how many people are playing Wordle? Care to guess? Anyone?
Still? I don't know.
Still. About 3 million people still play Wordle every single day. It lost 51% of its users when the New York Times purchased it. Ooh, isn't that? And then there were all these shoot-offs, knockoffs of Wordle. There's Squabble. There's Hurdle, which is the music one. I like that one. There's Dordle and Quirtle, which I don't understand. That's where you can play like four different Wordle games at once.
No.
Like, okay, no, not doing that. But the reason why I bring this up, there's one that I've been playing that is so much fun, okay? It's called Housel. It's House, H-O-U-S, and then L-E, housel.house is their web address. And you go there, and every day you have six tries to guess 5% of a home's value. So they show you a house. Okay, and then you're like, $300,000, which was the one that I guessed this morning. And then it's like, you're wrong. And then it'll come up and say it has three bedrooms and two and a half baths. Okay, and so you go through until finally you're like, oh, okay, this house was $565,000. Yeah. And so it's actually a lot of fun. If you haven't played it, it's called Housel. And a couple more Wordle fun facts. Where do most people play Wordle?
The
toilet.
Where
do most people play Wordle?
Yeah.
Yes. And, of course, in the morning. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, what's the best thing about playing Wordle on the toilet? What's the best thing? You get to eliminate vowels and your bowels at the same time. Okay, Matt, you're up next.
Oh, man. Robots have been doing, I'm sorry, I have to take a minute. That was hilarious. robots and AI have been doing a lot more within the last year. We've seen them create art. We've seen them write essays. We've seen them get more into driving. They're doing a lot. But you might not have guessed that the next thing they're going to be doing is going to court, right? It seems kind of strange. I know, exactly. But you're probably thinking of a big robot man in a suit, and we're not quite there yet. But, you know, we're not too far away. Recently, a company called Do Not Pay announced that they will be having two different trials in the month of February to fight parking tickets. And so what this AI will do is be able to go in someone's ear as an earpiece, and then it will listen to the conversations and the arguments in the courtroom live and be able to rebuttal and argue back right into the person's ear, into the defendant's ear, so they'll be able to make the argument themselves. Now, this company has been around since 2015, and kind of how they started was they put out these free templates for people to use if they were trying to fight specific simple court cases. And it kind of is ironic because they were called Do Not Pay for the whole idea that they wanted to give out free legal advice to people that maybe couldn't have afforded it. Well, it's no longer free. This service is not available to the public, but that template service and asking a robot online questions is still available. That is $36 every 3 months, which is kind of a strange billing system, but you can download the app right now. But this will be going to court, and it's going to be kind of interesting to see how this goes. They haven't announced where and who they will be defending because they don't want to kind of give away what kind of laws it has in store, what kind of laws it knows about. So they don't want to give away the country or the state or wherever it is. And they said they will announce later on in spring what happened with the court cases and how they're going to be moving forward with this.
So they haven't done it yet, right?
They haven't done it yet. They have helped online. You do have an online AI chatbot similar to ChatGPT that is able to help with legal questions and stuff like that. But they haven't been, like, quote, live in court before. And so this is the first time that's ever happened where a robot will be basically fighting a case.
It kind of feels like a, I don't know, 90s movie trope of like you have someone in your ear telling you what to do. And it's like, let's make sure the robot doesn't say anything weird.
90s movies, Will Smith, probably, you know, that's what it was.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is fascinating. I mean, think about if somebody were to say this to you 20 years ago.
Right.
You would have a robot in your ear helping you win a court case. You'd be like, what are you smoking? You know, whatever it will be. Yeah, it's interesting. Matt, thanks for sharing that story with us. And what I also read this past week, that there's this new California law that took effect and requires companies with 15 or more employees to post the pay scales for this job. Mm-hmm. Now, the reason why I bring this up is that Netflix currently has a job up on their website. Okay. It's a network software engineer. And in the pay range, it goes from $90,000 a year to $900,000 a year.
That's a, quite a difference.
Kind of a spread. Okay. So when
depending
you
on experience.
Yeah. I mean, you know, so when you go to apply, you're like, screw that. I don't want 90. I want like 900. Okay, yeah. This is how it works. So Allie, speaking of employees and employers, some bad news?
This is my bad news, Allie, segment. Okay, we're going to start with layoffs. We all know there have been a ton of tech layoffs. In 2023, so far, we're, what, not very far into the into the year, 16,000 tech jobs cut already. Last year, more than 90,000, 18,000 for Amazon, 11,000 from Meta, 9,000 from Salesforce, 3,700 from Twitter. I could go on and on, right? Wow. Ton of layoffs. And that means there are a lot of people looking for jobs. And where the people are, that's where scammers go. And of course, there are some more nasty job scams spreading. This one, like most of them, takes a similar tact that a lot of these do. So Insider talked to a woman, her name is Roberta, and they wrote the story about the scam that she fell for. And I figure let's go through her story so you don't fall for anything like this. And hopefully you can spot something like this before it ever happens to you. She got a message from a recruiter on Fiverr saying that she was really great for this job at a supply chain management company. They set up an interview. At the last minute, the person who said they were the CTO of the company, this was not the CTO, said, you know what, instead of a video, let's do a phone call. Okay, red flag number one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Surprise, the interview went really great. They offered her the job basically immediately.
Sweet.
Yes. Red flag number two, immediate job offer. She signed a contract and then was told, okay, now you need to buy a computer, a monitor, and please send us $15,000 through Zelle.
No, tell me she didn't do all that.
She did not. So okay, she, right. At this point, her hackles were up a little bit, and she said, well, I don't have $15,000 to send you. I can't do this. And the person that she was talking to, who she still at this point thought was the company's real CTO, got really angry and started yelling and was, yeah, like freaked out at her. And so she said, okay, this is not the place for me. Can you please help me? Like, I need to get out of this contract. I'm not going to work here. They convinced her that it was legally binding, that they were going to take her to court. So this poor woman hired a lawyer who told her what we all know at this point. You got scammed. Not a real job. Yeah. So luckily she didn't send them the money, but she had a really stressful time and had to pay for the lawyer. So if you are looking for jobs, especially remote, never trust a company, a person, whatever, telling you that you need to buy expensive stuff and you'll be reimbursed later. Never send money through PayPal or Venmo or Zelle or any other app to a potential employer. And if you need to, and if you're going to interview, try to do it in person if you can, if you're in the same state, or at least try to do a video meeting.
And let's go one step further. We've never said this, but if you have a job offer and you're wondering if it's legitimate, we would like you to send it to us, okay?
Hey, there you go. We'll help you.
And we will be that third party person team that's going to vent whether or not this is totally legit. So just send it to us at podcasts@commando.com and we'll take a look at it and say, you know, whether it's good to go or whether it's not, or maybe you should send us that 15 grand. No, just kidding. just kidding. All right. Stay right where you are, because coming up here on Kim Commando today, we're going to talk about too much screen time and what you can do about it. We're going to talk about TikTok and your kids, because X-rated content is coming to TikTok. Isn't that a shocker to no one ever? Allie has a weird side hustle. And guess what? I have the joke this week. I do.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Where is it on the scale?
Okay. It's not a 10.
Okay.
It's not a 1.
Okay.
It's somewhere between there.
I'm hearing somewhere, 5.
Yeah, somewhere in between there. It's not the best, but it's not the worst. So stay right where you are.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
Hey, welcome back to Friday's edition of Kim Commando today. We're so glad that you're here with us. And don't forget, give us a nice 5-star rating, review, wherever you get your podcasts. That is your way of giving back to us. So if you left maybe once or even a half a laugh during this whole podcast, just go ahead and say, yes, you will love Kim Komando Today wherever you get your podcasts. And speaking of keeping the tech know-how going, make sure that you get our free newsletters, komando.com/subscribe. You know, our open rate is like 60%, which is huge. And we send 19 million email newsletters every single week. I said that to a woman the other day, and she's like, I'm sorry, did you say 19 million? I'm like, yes, 19 million. So what are you waiting for? Okay, come on. Life is passing you by. Head over to komando.com/subscribe. It's happened to all of us, right? It's like 7 or 8 p.m. Maybe you've had one glass of wine. You're kind of relaxing by the fire or whatever it may be, and you pull out your phone, and then you're like, oh, this is a funny video. And then, oh, that's a funny picture. Mm-hmm. And then you just scroll, 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 until you look at the clock and you're like, dang, what happened?
Never going to get that time back.
Never. I mean, instead of watching all these cute little cat videos or real estate videos like I like to watch or whatever it may be, is that you could actually be doing something more productive, like maybe talking to a person.
Imagine.
Or hanging out with friends, or maybe actually folding the laundry. So here's the deal. If you have an iPhone or Android, there are ways to tell if you're just spending too much time on your phone, other than maybe somebody in your family nagging you about it. Like, oh, by the way, so last night I texted Ian and I said, don't, because he's studying for his LSAT and all this other stuff. I said, don't go to bed at a decent hour. I'm going to sleep and I'll talk to you tomorrow. And then he texted me back. He said, you used to say that about the Xbox. Not anymore. So anyway, if you're on an iPhone, you want to go to settings. And there's this handy dandy little section called screen time. Now, you can scroll. This is a place where you can scroll, because I want you to go to see all activity. And that's where you can prepare to be shocked and amazed, because you're going to say, I had no idea I spent that much time on fill in the blank. Facebook, Instagram. What would it be for you, Matt? What would it be? TikTok, right?
I mean, regretfully, yes.
Okay.
Probably more YouTube than TikTok.
What about you, Allie? What would that be?
Probably Instagram, although I think now it might be my Kindle app, and I don't feel bad about that.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, God, just make us feel crap. It's okay.
It's the only thing I'm doing great right now.
I'm reading while you people are like wasting your
Enjoy
life.
Enjoy your cat vids.
Yes. Now, if you're on Android, it's under digital well-being and parental controls. Okay. Now, there's a secret sauce here. And the secret sauce is that you can set time limits on specific apps. And a lot of people don't realize this. So if you want to limit your time on TikTok on your iPhone, you just head to settings, and then under screen time, there's app limits. And then you can say how much time you want to give it. And in addition to that, on Android, it's there too, digital well-being and parental controls. And so you can tap a chart and set a timer. But speaking about scrolling, what did the frog say when they were scrolling a jokes forum? What did the frog say? Anybody? Reddit? Reddit? Oh, I know, that was really bad. Okay, I'm sorry. This is a tough crowd. All right, speaking of TikTok, Matt, tell us about these parental controls and the X-rated content.
Yeah, so we know that TikTok's not the best specifically for privacy right now, but it's going to get worse when it comes to the content here coming soon. So I know that we can all say, oh, you shouldn't get on TikTok, you shouldn't get on TikTok. But you can go to the kids in your life and you know they're going to want to be on TikTok. It's going to be hard to stop them. But there's some things you can do to not only protect them while they're on TikTok, but make sure that they're not seeing anything appropriate. So if your kids are on TikTok or if your grandkids are on TikTok, here's what you need to do to make sure that they're protected, especially as in the coming months, TikTok's going to be releasing X-rated content, adult content. They're trying to turn more into the OF website that we maybe don't need to mention. And so here's what you need to do. Here's the steps you need to take to make sure they're safe. So first, you're going to go into the TikTok app on their phone, and you're going to tap the profile button in the top right. You'll see their little profile image, little profile circle. Once you're in there, tap the menu at the top. It just says menu, little three lines. And then you're going to go into settings and privacy. Once you're in there, you can tap the content preferences and then set up restricted mode. This is really important. This is the thing you want to have. Now, restricted mode basically stops them from seeing anything that they deem adult or mature content. Now, right now, that might be scantily clad people, but in the future, it's going to be worse. So make sure you put that on. You can also set up keyword filters that allow you to block out specific keywords or hashtags for them to see. So if you want to do anything that you can think of, we won't list them here. But if you can think of a keyword that you don't want your kid or grandkid to see, you can also do that. So that's super helpful.
Eggplant.
Yeah, eggplant emoji, probably smart. Yeah.
A peach. Use your imagination. Yeah, yeah. Okay. And if you missed all those steps, we have them over at the website, of course. That's thecommando.com. All right, Allie, as you know, I've been living in rainland in Southern California here. And
it's been crazy.
No, every day it's like it rains. But today we have a beautiful day. And then tomorrow, guess what?
Rain.
Yeah. And so yesterday we were on a Google Meet call. I told you what was on my phone. It said, at 8:54, the rain will stop. At 9:03, the rain will begin again. It's like, so now's your time to like
break.
Go get the mail and come back.
Get a quick hike in.
It's raining for you. In some places, it's snowing. And isn't it annoying when you leave your house, you're not expecting it, and it starts pouring. You're not ready for it, or you just wouldn't have left the house in the first place. That's what I would do. So how can you get your phone to tell you ahead of time if it's going to rain or snow? If you have an iPhone, lucky you, you can get alerts when it's going to rain just built into the weather app. You have to make sure the notifications are enabled, and there's something called next hour precipitation, which means if it's going to rain in the next hour, your phone will tell you, hey, it's going to rain, uses your location. On Android, there's an app called Rain Alarm. This thing has 5 million downloads, 4.5 stars, and nice thing, in the ad version, the ads don't get in the way, so you don't need to pay for the premium.
Ooh, nice.
For snow, they're the best one out there. It's an app for skiers, which makes sense, called Open Snow. It is supposed to be hands down the best for snow prediction. Now, caveat, it does cost money. There's a 14-day free trial. After that, it's $30 for a year. It does have great reviews. If you're in a snowy place, it might be worth it for you, especially if you like to ski.
Well, you know, and it is important to know about this stuff, really,
yeah.
Truly. I mean,
yeah.
You know, because you want to make sure that it's going to be safe when you go out. And I mean, because the whole town of Montecito, was evacuated because of all the rain that was out here, right?
Yeah.
What a nightmare. But, you know, when you start looking at the weather map, I mean, there is this huge cold front in like South Dakota, Idaho, Wyoming. And, you know, and what's interesting to me is that the weather there is a lot like the royal family. It really is. I mean, when you start looking at it, because it's -1. Hey, listen, if you like these quick tips, make sure that you get our daily tech update. It's a podcast just 2 minutes a day. You get a news story and a life hack that you can use in your digital life, of course. Wherever you get your podcast, just search for Daily Tech Update or just search for my last name, Commando. All right, coming up, we have What the Heck Headline of the Week. I've got that one. What the Internet is Buzzing About. That would be you, Matt. And then Allie, she just has a weird way to make money. So stay right where you are. Welcome back to Kim Commando today. How would you like to have $500? That's right. We will give you $500. And what do you have to do for that? Well, you just have to enter to win. That's right, an Amazon.com $500 gift card. And you can enter right now at commando.com/win. Once again, that's commando.com/win. Now, if you have not already entered, let me tell you, time is running out, so you need to do it now while you're thinking about it. And when you go there, there are some ways that you can get some extra entries by signing up for a podcast or getting one of our newsletters or following us on social. So what you want to do is go to commando.com/win. That's commando.com/win. All right, it's time now for our What the Heck headline of the week. And it was my turn, and this is one that I saw this morning. Dramatic fish death at aquarium shows the risk of using a smartphone's flash.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's a video. I actually saw it of a tuna reacting to somebody who was taking a picture using their phone, and they had the flash on, and it swam headfirst into the aquarium's glass.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It's actually pretty gruesome when you see it. It was in an aquarium in Japan, and it was posted to Reddit 2 days ago. Several flashes when you see it fire off. There's this big whale in the middle of the scene, too. And this tuna fish just builds up steam and charges right into the tank wall. I didn't know this, is that tuna can swim at speeds of around 45 miles per hour.
Jeez.
Really. Now, visitors to various aquariums, they mentioned, like in Georgia, they have signs that say no flash photography. So if you ever wondered why you're in an aquarium and it says no flash photography, That would be the reason. That would be the reason. Because the fish tanks are well lit anyway. And and by the way, this video, even though it was posted 2 days ago, it's actually 9 years old. So the video is not exactly. But when I read this, it reminded me, I don't know, probably 5-6 years ago, is that Barry said to me, you know, let's go swim with the sharks. And I'm like, doesn't sound like a good idea to me, especially for a man who's like not into any risk taking. Like, so he said, no, we can go to the Maui Aquarium and we could swim with the sharks. And I'm thinking like, you know, well, how bad could it be? So because we're scuba divers. So we're going to go scuba diving in the tank with the sharks. So we get there and we had to get there like at, I don't know, 7 o'clock in the morning. And they start telling us about you have to keep slow and slow and you don't want to make any weird moves because there's like tiger sharks, reef sharks, massive sharks. And I'm and then this Hawaiian guy comes over, honest to goodness, puts a lei around me and then starts giving me a blessing before I go into the shark tank.
Oh, no.
I'm sitting there, I'm looking at Barry like going, okay, Mr. Who Won't Get on a Motorcycle is taking me and we're going into the shark tank. And then there's this gentleman from Japan who's with us. He doesn't speak any English. So what they figure, you know, what the heck. And so we sign all these forms. And so we get into the fish tank where there's a lot of fish and there's a lot of shark. There were 18 sharks in this tank. And so I said to the dive guy, I said, listen, I put my fingers down. Like, I'm going to be at the bottom of the tank. Just letting you know, I'm not swimming up. And he says, you know, don't flail your arms. And try not to take any pictures and all this other stuff.
Try not to.
Okay. So I'm sitting at their bottom, like going, this is like the stupidest thing I've ever done in my entire life.
Just grumpy at the bottom of me.
Okay. Well, sharks. You know, I should preface this. Oh, no, I'm not going to say this because I didn't say this. Okay. So, so the sharks are all going around and Barry's swimming around and up at the top, flailing with a flash, is this guy from Japan.
Oh, no.
So I look at the dive guy and I said, you know what? I'm like out of here. Like, me go now. And he's like, no. You can't go alone. You can't go alone. I'm like, no, me go now. Now. And then I'm picking up shark teeth at the bottom of the fish tank. And then I hear my father say, when there's blood in the water, you cannot predict what a shark will do. So I'm sitting there, I'm thinking like, this Japanese guy's just going to get eaten at any given moment. And then I'm next. Okay, so I look at Barry and I'm like, done, God. Okay, so I just like go through the little tube and then Barry follows me. And then the Japanese guy and everything, you know, they're just in there. And I'm not making fun of these. He was from Japan. He literally was from Tokyo. So now we get out of the shark tank and I'm, you know, drying off and stuff. And the dive guy comes out. And I looked at him, I said, so, like, what do you do now? What do the sharks do now for the rest of the day? And he goes, oh, well, now we feed them.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, wouldn't you want to feed them? Like, I even said that. Wouldn't you want to feed them, like, before we get in there?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, oh, no, that would just whet their appetite.
Like, oh, man.
Hmm. Okay, glad you made it out of there.
Yeah, so don't be Kim. Don't go in a shark tank. Just don't do it. All right, Matt, save us from sharks.
All right, I have to tell you about an amazing viral story that went viral just this last week. So I have to start out by prefacing, if you don't know what Roblox is, I will give you a quick explainer. So Roblox is a internet video game. You can play it on your computer, Xboxes, PlayStations. And basically what it is individual creators can create their own worlds that you can play games inside with as many people as you want. And it's a community style game, right? It was launched back in 2006, which is actually a long time ago, but it ended up gaining popularity a lot during the pandemic because people would use it to hang out with their friends and whatever during the pandemic. And so also, just so you know, nearly 80% of all Roblox users are under the age of 16. So it's mostly young kids that are playing this game. Well, with all this popularity, many kids that are playing this game shared this hilarious story the other day on Reddit and on Facebook and on Twitter and all over the place. And it kind of went viral, so much so that it got picked up by news. So I'll have to tell you this story. There was this woman in Chicago who was trying to get in touch with her daughter. And her daughter wasn't answering the phone and she kept ignoring her calls. And she thought, I bet I know what she's doing. And so from her desk at work, she signed on to Roblox, went and found her daughter in the world, and told her to make sure she pulled the lasagna out of the freezer for dinner. So it's like that old story where your mom would call you before, when she was on her way home, say, pull the chicken out of the freezer. Yeah. Same thing, but couldn't get a hold of her by the phone. Boom, Roblox. Okay. So
I am most impressed that the mother was able to find the daughter yes. in the middle of like 50 million other users. I mean,
well, that's crazy. Another interesting part to the story is that the reason she was able to do this is because she actually, a few weeks earlier, had asked her daughter to teach her how to play Roblox so that she could spend more time with her daughter.
Aww.
So that was the whole reason. And so, like I said, this got picked up by local Chicago news, which then got shared on national news, and now it's getting shared on the Kim Commando show. So it's gone full.
Now we know that it's legit. It's totally legit now. Every other place didn't matter, but now that we got it, boom.
Well, Viola Davis shared it on Facebook as well, and she had the best quote. She said, where there's a mom, there's a way. And I really liked that quote.
You know what? There is that's for sure. I'll tell you that. All right, coming up, we have a weird way to make money. And then, it's an average joke at the end, but I think you ought to hang around anyway. Hey, it's Kim Commando today. Just a reminder to follow us wherever you're on social media. It's at Kim Commando. It's at Kim Commando, wherever you are. Instagram, Facebook, you know the deal. Pinterest, LinkedIn. Let's see, wherever we go, it's always at Kim Commando. So you can find us. It's easy that way. All right. So we like to talk about money, Allie. And we always get that question, like, how can I make money online? And we always go through, like, you could be an online tutor. You could be a virtual assistant. You could do various tasks in TaskRabbit or Field Agent, or you could be an Instacart shopper, but you have a different one, right?
Yeah, and a term that I never thought I would hear, virtual babysitter.
What? Hmm.
What? Okay, it's a real thing, and it's actually pretty awesome. So we're all used to staring at webcams now, right? And even kids are. And so this is a site called Virtual Babysitters Club, where people can hire professionals to do essentially online classes or just online hangouts with kids. Now, there's everything from art class to trivia. So maybe you were a science teacher or you're really good at reading stories, like you're the parent who is the best at it, or you know how to use puppets, or maybe you teach kids how to dance, whatever it is. You might be able to make some money. Most classes are around $18 an hour. Now, I imagine they take a cut. I couldn't figure out how much they take, so you're not gonna get it all, but still pretty good, right? And if you have lots of kids doing this. And don't worry, there is a big caveat on the site that says this does not replace a real life babysitter. So you're not going to be responsible for, I don't know, feeding them and making sure they're safe or anything. You just have to entertain them.
Which, you know what? You can do that. Anybody could do that.
Anybody can do it.
Yeah, it's really hard, though, through a screen sometimes.
Yeah,
hey,
sure.
Joe, over here. That's why I wouldn't be good at it. I'd be like, hey, come on back. Come on. You know, I'm going to turn off the webcam and then you're going to be alone. Sorry. Okay. Yeah. No, that would not be good. All right. It's my turn for a joke. You ready?
Yeah. Okay.
So ready. This average joke.
It's an average joke. It's not even a good joke. It's an average joke. A husband was so incredibly proud of his wife that she had given birth to 6 children that he began to call her, instead of her name, Mother of 6. So when he wanted her attention, he'd say, Mother of 6, get me a beer. Mother of 6, it's time for us to go. So a few years down the road, she's getting like really tired of this. I mean, she's called the Mother of 6 and they're at a party. And the party's winding down and everybody's leaving and the husband looks at her and he says, Mother of 6, come on. You know what? The party's over and the kids are waiting for at the house. And, you know, we've got to go right now. And she's like, oh, gosh, you know, right. I'll be right with you, Father of 4. Okay.
That was better than expected.
Yeah, that was much better than expected.
See, that's it. If you set the expectation so low, okay, whatever you do after that, it's like, oh, okay, well, that maybe it wasn't that bad. That's right.
I'm going to give that a 7.
Yeah, I agree. A 7. Solid.
A good 7? Say thank you. All right. So this is part of the podcast on Fridays where we like to give you a to-do. So, Allie, you go first this week. What do you have?
I think if you are looking for a job or if you know someone who is looking for a job, be a nice person and give them a little warning. There are so many scammers out there right now. And if someone says, huh, I got this job offer and something's a little off with it, help them out. Send them to Kim Commando. Have them send us an email and we can check it out for them and tell them, yeah, this is legit or it's not.
Perfect. How about you, Matt?
You know, make sure that you're helping your kids stay safe on TikTok. You had mentioned this to me, Kim, and I forgot to mention it. Another really smart tip is if you have a burner phone, if you have an old iPhone in a drawer, just download TikTok on that and let them use it on that. It's so much safer than them using it on their actual phone.
Yeah, and that goes for adults too, because many different government agencies now, we're going to be talking about that on the big show this weekend, are now banning TikTok from their employees using it. And so it's a good idea, even if you're not a government employee, but just know that TikTok is owned by Communist China. So everything that you're doing on there, not just on TikTok, everything you're doing on your phone is heading off to Communist China to do who knows what with. And it's just a crazy thought. I think my to-do for everyone is to really keep track of how much you're spending time on your screen and how much time you can put that screen down. I mean, and listen to more podcasts from us. Okay, that was a shameless plug. I know, I'm sorry. But you could actually be doing other things. And tell three people about our podcast. That'd be super sweet. And just a reminder, we'd love to hear from all of our listeners at podcasts@commando.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again here next week.